This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey guys, guess what? Dynamic Banter has got some brand new motherfucking shirts for your ass.
Every year we do a special Halloween special, and this year is no less special because we're doing it again this year. We got some great shirts designed by Byron McCowry himself, and you know the way it works. They're here for a limited time only. They're Halloween shirts, so they're getting shipped to you by Halloween. You order fast. DynamicBanter.clothing.
Dynamic Banter. Mike and Steve are gonna do bits and have some fun. Dynamic Banter. Honking horns and ringing bells and making good. Dynamic Banter. Don't forget the history rose on Dynamic Banter.
Let me tell you something, Mike. I just have to get this out right away. First of all, welcome back. I'm so happy you're here.
I'm happy to be here.
Softcore is back.
Softcore is back. That's softcore. The one where they're naked, but they just sit on each other.
Yeah, or they're naked and your mind imagines what it is under it.
Yeah.
And you're just looking at these babes and they've got like, you know, maybe they got huge knockers under their shirt.
Hmm. Hiding them.
Yeah, but you can see them doing stuff. In
yeah. There. Yeah. Yeah.
Underneath these shirts that are like cut so that you see everything but a nipple.
Yeah.
And then they're just dancing and stuff.
Yeah.
And then they turn around and then they've got this like cake that you just want to have a slice of.
Their face is like somebody hit them with a pie?
No, they turned around, I said.
Oh, butts.
And then they've got this wah.
Maron.
Maron. My gumai. Oh, you guys look like this.
You're the woman you're cheating on your wife with
doesn't even have got an ass like that.
I got a way less attractive guma.
What do I gotta do to get a guma with a cake like that?
I got an emotional guma.
This mama need a gallon 6-layer lasagna.
Cheating on his wife because someone else is a better cook. That's an Italian guy who married like an Irish person on accident.
Oh, this sauce. Maron, this gravy is icy.
Mary Joseph is a good person, but she cannot cook. Who likes a haggis? Nobody like a haggis.
I gotta burn my mustache just a little bit too, so that I can get a new smell going. Guys, welcome back.
Lights his own face.
He doesn't want
to smell haggis anymore.
All he can smell is
he doesn't want to smell boiled cabbage anymore.
Hey, that's all he smells.
I gotta burn my mustache off.
Giuseppe, before I go in, I burn my mustache so I don't smell no more the cabbage.
He's going down on his wife and he's like,
why does it smell like burning a goat?
No, the wife is Irish.
Oh, right. Hoi, tatai, tatar.
What are you doing there burning your mustache?
My mustache is tarsh-tice. My vagina smells like a burnt goat.
Why does it smell like somebody just blew out the candles?
Gangbang Pictures in association with Cummy Brothers presents...
Hey, I heard there's a leak in your bathroom. I'm here to fix your bathroom up.
Yes, that's right. My bathroom is leaking, Joel.
I'm sure I can fix that, but first let me take off my shirt and look around.
You rotted?
Wow, you have such a strong nipples, Joel. Please put them on my mouth.
Hey, your husband isn't going to come home while I'm fixing the bathroom with my shirt off, is he? Or
my
no?
My husband died. Come and kiss my, come kiss what I am pointing at.
Yeah. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Mom. Thanks for listening today. I love you. Thank you for your support. Mom. I love you so much, Mom.
Thank you for supporting our dreams.
My mom wanted me to go with her to this fucking thing.
What was it?
Called... And I know one day I'm going to be like, man, I should have gone with her to that fucking thing.
Yeah.
Even though I don't want to go to that fucking thing.
What is it?
But Mom, I love you and I would have gone with you. And I seriously considered it, but...
But I didn't want to at all.
I wanted to a little bit. I wanted to for you more than anything.
Oh, yeah. That's the only reason you go to mom stuff. You want to make your mom happy.
Mike, what if a regular person came up to you and said, hey, man... I got two tickets to the Harvest Festival. You want to come with me?
Harvest Festival is not bad.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, you're an East Coast guy.
Yeah.
So maybe you had Harvest Festivals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a real fun thing. There's a lot of good food, man. Yurepas. There's like almost exclusively good food. And then also, I'm a little bit of a weird art kid. So people would make stuff. That would be like, if you passed a bunch of vendors and they all had like woodworking stuff, you'd be like, stuff made out of wood. We have the internet.
I know.
We're very hard to impress.
Yeah.
But then you go like, look at that stuff.
You gotta see it.
And it's so, and to know that the person standing right there like made all of that stuff with their hands, you're like, oh, I get it now.
Dude, that's how I feel about, I'm sure you feel this way about like shoes, when you collect shoes. And like I think about this with art collecting, like when you collect prints that are actually like screen printed.
Yeah, oh yeah.
They have like the different layers and stuff like that one.
I got that at Decon.
Oh, Kevin. Dude, we gotta go, Kevin. Yeah. We're going to Decon.
And if I was a good artist, I'd be like, and that's the artist that did that, and I'd say their name.
Oh, I think it might be the same people that did my ET doll.
Maybe.
Because I think I got it at the same booth.
The guy who drew it looks like the guy. That's like a zombie version.
Yeah, and the girl, I think, too, right? There was a girl, too? I can't remember. But I will say this. Kevin, pack your bags. We're going to Decon. Gang Bang Fuckers presents... Cummy Brothers.
I hope your husband doesn't come in while we're at Decon. Uh-oh. That was a knock at the door. I better get a scram.
Hi, I'm coming to kiss someone's pee-pee.
What's up?
We're going to Decon is Dickcon.
Get on the shuttle to Dickcon.
Is this the line to get into Dick?
You're in the right place.
Dickcon?
Here's my dick. I'm going to take my shirt off while you're looking for my dick. Ah, oh yeah. Oh yeah. Listening to this on a bus going to your job.
Mike.
Yes. What was... Oh, so your mom wanted you to go to
Harvest Festival. My mom wanted me to go to the fucking Harvest Festival. You're right. I know... Look, I go to Ren Faire, which is like a cup... It was like... It's like a decade older age version of the Harvest Festival.
Yeah. Harvest Festival is adult... Ren Faire.
Yeah. Harvest Festival is adult Ren Faire. My mom goes to look at the quilts and stuff. She likes to look at quilts.
Yeah. So she likes one of the more boring things to you.
Yes.
And so your knowledge of it, your memories of it are associated with that.
But it's like my mom could look at quilts probably for hours. And that would be like me trying to show my mom like Fortnite for hours.
Yeah.
You know? She'd be like, okay, I get it.
But you got to think about how happy Fortnite for hours makes you.
Yeah.
And if you could.
Yeah, but I don't want to do that to her. I wouldn't be like, Mom, come over and watch me play Fortnite because it might make me happy or something. I want my mom to be interested in it too, you know? If my mom was like, there's like, I want to go to Decon, I'd be like, well, fuck yeah, let's go to Decon.
Yeah.
But it's like, for some reason, the Harvest Festival, it just didn't tickle my interests.
There is, I think it's different than Fortnite in the way that there's also a lot of shared interest in there that you might not be thinking of just off the rip. There's being outside in nice weather.
Yeah, yeah.
There's like being with your mom. and so much in between looking at boring quilts. Well, there's sure, great sure. food.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot Kettle of, if corn. You were to give it another chance, I think there's a lot of things that you could find enjoyable.
I think I would probably have a good time at the Harvest Festival. You're yeah. right. But at the time I was like, man, I just don't feel like looking at quilts this yeah. weekend.
My mom likes to go to a flower festival. Mm-hmm. And it's another thing where like, her asking me if I want to drive an hour to Hartford to go to a flower festival, it's like, I don't want to do that.
Right.
But like, if I went there, one, colors alone would be beautiful.
Yeah, you'd find
good shit. And then it's like people arranging them in a way where it's like sculpture work, so you could find an appreciation. But sometimes you just got to go.
Yeah, no, you're right. Because yeah. you're right. You'll always find something. And you know me, man. I could find something fun to do at a funeral.
Like what?
Like, show people that I can make the Roadrunner with my hands. Look.
Which part is the...
Meep, meep.
Oh, yeah, I like that. I know that this is sad. Everybody is sad.
But did you guys want to see something? I can do a snake, too. Watch.
Something like that.
You put your fingies inside.
That's great. That's great. Rest in peace.
Sorry. I guess I shouldn't have done that up at the coffin, huh?
Finish your speech. Like trying to make it cool, but making it worse. I hope your husband doesn't come in while I'm kissing this corpse on the head.
Man, I hate being alone here in this room with this corpse, but I had to say goodbye to my wife who just died.
How'd that corpse get stuck under the coffee table, bro?
Whoa, who's this beautiful woman wearing a super tight black gown coming into the funeral home?
Dude, they get an actor to play the dead guy. And he just has to leave.
Yeah, and he's like, yeah. He should be looking at his phone at one point. Like, kind of like this. Yeah. Exactly. While the people are fucking. Like, in front of...
Because he's not getting paid enough to not look at his phone. Why don't we make that?
Dude, I was saying... We can
make, like, a PG
that.
Version
I
of that.
I was thinking that. No.
And we can make whatever we want.
Let's just make... We have friends.
Yeah.
This would be the biggest thing ever. It's like comedy porn.
Because the comedians aren't doing horror movies.
Exactly.
So now the comedians do porn. Yeah. Porn.
And movies. We don't have to be in it. Unless no. you want to.
No, we are the masterminds.
But we're behind it. Yeah.
And know that everyone in there is of age and yeah. extremely consenting.
Like, what if you had, like...
And paid well.
What if you had, like, people fucking, and then at one point just this regular guy comes in with a pizza and he just sits down and starts quietly eating it. Like, he's kind of, like, looking over
and
at
him.
And
then you see us for a second, like, that's for the next scene. And then we're, like, cut it. It's, like, hard cut yeah. and we're gone.
Yeah.
He's eating the pizza, Steve.
Leave the pizza. Mike, dude, Owen reminded me.
Owen's okay, the guy in the movie, by the way.
Right? What was the first thing you said I should? No, oh, the Power it. Rangers thing.
Well, that, yeah.
And
but
then.
We can do that later, but you said there was a classic DB thing.
There. Okay, yeah. So Owen, who is my link to the past.
Yeah.
Owen's my, like, he remembers things I absolutely forgot.
He's like the other, if the other half of your brain was a person.
Yeah, exactly.
He's like, if the part of your brain you smoked away was a guy.
Yes, exactly. Somehow he like remembers so much shit. And he remembered something. Oh, and this is all part of the same story, but I want to tell you the first part before the part that might anger you.
Okay. Smart. That's a good schedule.
Okay. So Owen reminded me about a time when way back in the day, me and my other bandmate, Isaiah, it was me, Owen, and Isaiah, and we would play cover songs in this bar in Ventura called Dargan's.
Okay.
And we would go to Guitar Center to get, like, you know, guitar strings and picks and shit. You know, all the shit you need for your gig, bro. Mm-hmm.
So we go. So one time we go in. Owen wasn't even there. Owen just remembers the story.
Okay.
Like, how often do you remember
somebody else's recollection
of a story? So you know it's got parts in it that might not be real, that didn't happen, are obviously embellished over time. But dude, as soon as he opened the door to that memory, it flooded back into my brain.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, this was like a really weird thing that happened to me and my friend. And it was like the beginning of being aware of weird things happening around us all the time.
Yeah.
And I think that some people say about me that I like draw in weird things, like weird encounters with people, like the fucking 10,000 people thing or 11,000 people. But I think in reality, I'm just more tuned in to things happening around me. Mm-hmm. And I'm only zeroing in on potential weird things. Mm. So some people are like blocking
those
out.
You're a shiny stuff guy.
Yes. Just like we used to say that I would see a shiny thing on the ground. Yeah. Some people just walk right past it, but I'm listening to the shiny things too.
Yeah.
Because I want like weird shit to talk about, and I love it. It's my favorite shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Excuse me.
Welcome back.
So this might be one of my earliest memories of like being aware of a weird thing that just happened. So me and my buddy Isaiah are at Guitar Center, we're getting strings. This guy that worked there apparently was like dating this girl we kind of knew, but this part's irrelevant to the story. We just kind of, I guess, know the guy. I knew him way less than
familiar looking
Isaiah
guy.
Yeah, but they kind of knew him, like, hey man, what's up? And he's like, hey, what do you guys need? And it was like, you know, still worker,
but like we'll get a discount,
but yeah, maybe we'll get a discount.
Sure.
So we're like, we need some strings. He's like, I got you, man. Let's go over here. What do you need? Light or heavy? What acoustic, electric? What are you looking
elixirs
for?
Fucking...
Want some elixirs, bro? Or you want some of the, yeah, dude, they're upselling those elixirs. And so, we're like, we're just doing our thing. And then all of a sudden this other Guitar Center worker comes up to him and says, can you excuse us for a second? And he says says something quietly to our friend. And he goes, and the friend goes, oh no. Okay. And he's like, yeah, you guys can get these guys for me. And he goes like, yeah, no problem. And he goes, hey guys, I gotta go. I guess one of our regular customers just died. And he's gonna help you, okay? This guy's gonna help you now. And he like walked away and went over to like where the electric guitars were, and he picked up an electric guitar and plugged it in and then just started jamming out like a solo, dude. I swear to fucking God.
I'd pay money. I would put money down on that's what the regular customer used to come in
and play that solo.
I'd pay money.
Dude, I swear to God, he like looked up to the skies with his eyes closed.
Yeah. Kind of beautiful. Kind of beautiful. That's what that guy does. Dude. That's what that guy who has that job does. And I think that everyone grieves in their own way.
I was thinking that's how that guy does in my comedian brain now. Yeah. I was thinking maybe that's what they do when someone dies.
Every
like
time.
At Arby's when they ring the bell and you donate to the the sick kids.
Yeah.
And they go, thank you, back there in the fryer. They just want to go home. Thank you.
You have to say it. We have you on the tape not saying it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We noticed that Ruhilio didn't say thank you during the third bell.
We had three bells on Thursday.
Yeah, which is great. Go team.
We zoomed in. Go family.
Go fam.
And we zoomed in on the tape and Ruhilio wasn't moving his mouth.
Wasn't moving his mouth.
There's the bell. Happens over here. Let's scroll back to Ruhilio's mouth. Mouth something that looks like... F-U?
I don't know. I don't want to say it. If it is an F word, I'm glad you're in the kitchen. No one outside can hear it.
But we do like to keep that language out of the kitchen. We like to keep our language clean and our hands clean.
That's right. That's right.
Don't we?
Thank you.
Let's practice now.
Thank you. Oh,
no.
Oh, sorry.
Ding.
Dang. Thank you. Fuck you.
Will you see me in the kitchen?
Hi, Rogelio!
So anyway, dude, but it was like a movie moment. Yeah. Like the guy going like, excuse me, I what I want to think yeah, but it's kind of bad.
like you just started Guitar Hero.
Dude, that's crazy, because that guy, like, that could be so many things. The nice thing to think of is that, like, maybe that's what he would come in and do. He was regular customer that would come in.
Thousands of dollars.
That's what that was?
That he played the song the regular customer would always... Because why would you remember a regular customer in Guitar Center unless they were come in and solo guy and they did... And you know, dude, if you're a guitar player, you know, like, your three songs... That the only three songs you're ever in the mood to play.
Who does
people
that?
Go to Guitar Center? Regular customers at Guitar Center I know. Do it all the time.
I know, but like, who does that? Like, who have you ever heard of, like, working somewhere? Someone worked somewhere and their team was so tight and the customers were so tight that when the customer died, the bartender, like, got up on the table and sang their favorite song or something. Like, nobody does a thing in reaction at a retail store to a regular customer dying. That's, like, this grand, like, movie-written, wonderful thing to do for someone who died.
I don't fully agree with that.
I think what I... Because here's what I think happened.
Yeah.
I think that was his way of processing that person was dead.
Okay.
Was to go over and just roll out a sweet lick.
Yeah. That's a musician, baby.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not saying that it was that guy's favorite song or that he was doing it for that guy.
Even though if there were odds, if there were,
the
like,
odds
if we were betting on this, that would not be the furthest bet.
Dude, but didn't you have that friend who was, like, overly emotional?
Yes.
Who would, like, do overly emotional things in reaction to slightly emotional things?
Yeah, is this the part that's going to get me mad? Is he saying I was that person?
No, I think that guy was doing an overly emotional reaction to a not super emotional thing.
But that's you saying it wasn't super emotional.
Right.
What if it was that for him?
Well, because he wasn't crying or anything.
The reason... Well, he had to concentrate.
Like, we were there when he found out.
Yeah.
He
didn't seem
super...
You don't cry instantly all the time. It's just not... Grief is not like that all the time.
He just went,
whoa. Fuck.
Hey, man, can you handle these guys while I go rub one out on the guitar?
Rub one out. I'm going to go play November Rain real fast.
Do you mind if I play November Rain a little faster than normal?
I'm going to go play Billy's song. That's the most... I guess the difference is none of this is like... you're not telling me something where I'm going to be like, whoa, there's no way that happened.
No, you're right.
Like,
yeah,
it's all very like... you can see it all.
Yeah,
going down.
Totally.
Yeah.
But to me, it's like, it's either this guy copes with sad stuff by shredding out some licks.
Yeah.
And that's the funniest thing ever, I think.
Also, let me tell you something. There's no one who knows licks. I'm going to make a blanket statement right now. There's no one who knows licks that at one point in their life didn't use them as an emotional outlet.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All
dude.
Licks are it's emotional moments
dude.
In song, personified in a song.
I can imagine my over-emotional young self getting off the phone with a girl I have a crush on after she's talking about her boyfriend for 2 hours and then going over to my acoustic and doing... Today is going to be the day that they're going to throw it back to you. It's going to be for me today.
Don't let the days go by.
Glycerine. Anyway, okay. So, dude, what a fucking ridiculous memory I totally forgot about.
Yeah.
And the guy had long hair, too.
For sure.
Like, you know he had long hair.
Sure.
And when he looked up into the skies, you know that's when it really mattered. Okay, so the reason why the story was remembered is because I was talking to our friend Heather.
Shout out one loud time
to Heather.
Shout out way up there to Heather.
Dude, we were talking about like jamming out, like playing with our guitars and just kind of jamming with Owen and stuff and just having a fun time. And I was like, man, I gotta, dude, this is gonna upset you. I was like, I gotta restring my guitar.
La 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 la.
Someone hate me, they stink my guitar. Dude.
I know what you're gonna say.
And I was like,
that's okay. That's okay.
I was thinking like, this was my first thought. Mm-hmm. My first thought was,
ew, gross.
Can we, look, okay, let me establish this by saying,
yeah,
I've been playing the guitar since I was like maybe 14.
Yeah.
And I have restrung my guitar countless times.
It's just a thing that you do. Sometimes you're in practice.
Right.
Sometimes you're not in practice.
But I was like, do you think I could like hit up Fiverr or TaskRabbit?
Okay, everything
and
is fine.
And have like someone come over and restring my guitar.
Everything's fine.
And then we were like, that's not too ridiculous. And Heather was like, I don't know how to restring my guitar.
Dude, there's something really, this is back in the day, cynical musician, I'm angsty, I hate everybody. There's something really funny about people who don't know how to restring their guitar getting together to jam.
I know! It's like, you guys got all the chords in front of you.
Yeah.
You got the, everyone's doing chords. We're not actually jamming.
Also, we're
following instructions.
Not jamming because that would imply hitting the strings hard enough where you might break one.
Correct.
And then jam over.
Dude.
Is that what ended it? Did somebody break a string?
No. Well, Heather was like, my strings are like 7 years old.
Gross.
And I'm like, dude, that's not good.
Dude, just playing those cables on the side of the highway. That's what that feels like.
Dude, 1,000,000,000%. The ones that connect the concrete.
Like really industrial, like fishing line.
Yeah, yeah. That's gross. Been used a bunch.
Fish guts on this
point. Dude, for real. It's like the grossest strings probably you've ever seen. Yeah. I didn't see them, but. Yeah. She was like, they've been on there forever and I need to replace them. She's like, I don't know how to do it. And blah, blah. And I was like, I'm in the same place.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, I know how to do it, but yeah. I don't want to do it.
Sure.
Like, you know, you ever just don't want to do it? Like,
it's not fun. It's just something you
got to do.
It's like putting a condom on.
Yeah. It's not fun. I don't really want to do it. Because I'm going to get up, I'm going to go get the condom, and then it's like, maybe I'm not going to be hard
But
anymore.
Then you do it, and you do what you got to do, and you're glad you did it.
Well, sure. Of course you're glad you did it.
I'm trying to think of a way.
I know. You got to think of that. And you always got to think of the end result. You're going to be happy you did it.
You're going to be happy you don't have a kid right now.
Like, we're going to get our colons looked at by our doctors at some point soon.
I'm looking forward to it.
And I'm looking forward to the story.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to making clips and putting
me on
TikTok.
I'm looking forward to your story. And I know you're looking forward to my story.
Yeah. And that's why you do it.
And that's why you do it. Because you know it's going to be a funny story. Because, dude, people are farting up the car after they do that.
Yeah.
And they're farting like huge farts.
Special.
We're gonna
special
giant farts.
Dude, the soundboard as it is right now is going to be unrecognizable.
Oh, man. I can't even imagine. What will this soundboard be like in 10 years? So we were like joking about it. And then I was like, okay, it's kind of crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
To be like, TaskRabbit, can you come string my guitar? Yeah. Can you restring my guitar?
Yeah.
Like, I know someone would gladly do it. Someone who knows how to do it would
so
be
So your
like,
main thing is she doesn't know how and you don't want to.
And I don't want to.
But you know how? Or there's no part of you that like forgot and doesn't.
There's no part of me that forgot. I just didn't want to do it. And I was like, can I throw like 10 bucks at someone?
That might be the laziest thing I've ever
heard. I just was like, listen, the future is all about making things easier for us, right? Like, imagine if there was a piece of technology that could string your guitar for you. Like, you'd get it, right? Especially if it worked really well and like fucking Dave Grohl does like, "Hi, I'm Dave Grohl and I use the Restringer, buddy, and I love it." Like if Dave Grohl fucking loves it and it works, like why wouldn't you have that?
Because it's kind of part of playing guitar.
I know, it's like getting, it's like cleaning your weapon, like, or like brushing your horse's hair and shit.
Yeah, it's your instrument, you have an emotional attachment to it. You want to take care of it.
I know. And I know all of this. And I know I should know better than this. And again, I've restrung and strung my guitar like countless times.
Yeah.
I'm just like, is there, like, is it crazy to be like, can someone come just do it for me?
Yeah, like a roadie, but just for your living room.
And that's when I started thinking, what if there was an app called Roadie? That would come and you, and it's like an TaskRabbit, but specifically for instrumentation. So there on your team, you'd have the guy that could tune pianos, the guy that can like do all, like maybe even repair like weird instruments.
Yeah. Piano and, tuning is like an art.
Right. And then you've got like, maybe there's a teacher there and they do classes, but the most like their biggest business run thing is that they come to restring your guitar if you need your guitar restrung.
Yeah.
They'll even bring the strings and everything.
Dude, and while you're jamming with your friends or at band practice, they go around your house and they clean up all the wires around your TV.
Yeah, exactly.
They like make them all nice.
And they tune Velcro all your other guitars for you.
They tune all of your appliances.
Yeah, yeah. They're like, this
toaster is a little flat.
Your microphone ding. It used to be a D, wasn't it? but dude, imagine that. It's called Roadie and it just like, you know, it's like, fuck it. I just want some guy to come fucking, and then they come over.
They smoke cigarettes in your
bathroom. Dude, they like clean your guitar or your instrument stuff. And they go like, man, they'll like tell you stories about like whatever.
Yeah.
They'll like be like, well, I got a band and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, you know, it's just someone to talk to while they fucking do something you don't really want to do. It's like having a roadie.
Yeah.
It's like having a roadie, even if you never deserved it.
Yeah.
okay anyway, so I thought of that idea, and then Heather was like, well, I want to string my guitar, so what do we do? And I was like, okay, I used to do this thing back in the day. I don't know if they do it anymore, but I used to do this thing where if I needed new strings, I would go to Guitar Center with my guitar, and I'd go like, hey, I want to buy some strings. And then, like, can I pay someone to, like, string it for me? And they go, like, yeah, bro, no problem. We could totally do that. And Heather was like, what? I didn't know you could do that. And I was like, I don't know if you could do it anymore.
Since COVID.
But you definitely could do it, like, way back when I was, like, a young man and I was doing band stuff. And so so she didn't come with me to Guitar Center, but Owen did. Yeah. And I went and I brought my guitar. And I went in there and it was, like, 7:30 maybe 8:00.
Yeah.
And I get in and the security guy's at the front and he's like, yo, what's up? And I'm like, hey, can I get my guitar strung? Is that a thing you guys do here still? And he's like, oh yeah, no problem. You just sign in and then you go into that little room right there.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, perfect. So I sign the thing and I go, that's it? And he's like, yeah, go in there. And I'm like, okay, cool.
Take your pants down.
So I go into the room and there's this guy in there that's like had it. Like, you know, he's had it.
That's a punishment to be in there.
It's a punishment to be in there. I'm sure of it.
Yeah.
And there's this person.
I can only imagine the judgment during the conversation.
Dude, I know. And I felt kind of bad.
Yeah.
But I come in and he's like, he looks over at me and I've got my guitar and he goes, you can just leave it right there and come get it tomorrow. And then he starts like screwing. And I was like, oh, I'm not getting repairs. I was like, I just need it restrung. And he's like, he looks at me and he goes, yeah, you just leave it here and we'll do it tomorrow. And I'm like, oh, it's just, and he's like, dude, I clocked out already.
Oh no.
And I'm like, no problem, bro.
He's in the middle of doing something else for somebody else.
But the guy told me to go in there and do it. He's like, yeah, go in there and tell the guy. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, but he's already working.
But it like, looked like he had it. So it didn't matter what I said to him. I think he was just going to be like, dude, fuck off. Leave your guitar and fuck off.
If he told you to leave it and come back and you said, but. Then he kind of has a reason to be like,
well, but I don't think he knew what I like, because he's like the repair guy, I guess.
Uh-huh.
And the repair guy is the guy that strings the guitars too, I'm assuming. So I think I thought maybe
I can tell you the exact
feeling. He couldn't hear the interaction I had with the guy outside of the room.
Mm-hmm.
because he was in his room doing his thing.
Right.
So he didn't know what I was in there for. He didn't care.
Right.
He saw a guy with a guitar coming into his repair room.
Where he was working on something. Just leave it right there. Right.
Just leave it right there and get it tomorrow.
What time is it? It's like 4:57?
I told you it's like 8 o'clock.
Oh, at night?
At night. Yeah. Yeah. And I was like, oh, I'm just getting it strung. And he's like, just leave it there. And I'm like, okay, I'll come back. And he's like, yeah, come back like, I don't know, Friday. Yeah. I'm like, all right.
Yeah. That's the most, I don't want to do that.
Because I don't want to do that.
Here's what the thinking is.
No one wants to do it.
No one wants to do it because if you're the type of person that brings a guitar to Guitar Center for new strings, you're also the type of person that has a gross fretboard. And now that person who already doesn't want to do that not fun job and would more likely be like wanting to like change out the electronics fix somebody's neck or do something really cool now has to like do housework and like clean all the grubby like 7 years of finger shit out of your, and that's why like you should do it because it's a more sanitary thing for you.
I agree, but I would have like tipped really well. I would have like paid him whatever it cost and then give him like a nice little something on the top.
Sure.
Cause like, yeah, I'm not just going like, here, do it. And what, I don't care how much, I would be very grateful because I don't want to do it.
Right.
Like I would have taken care of that guy and been really nice and cool and stuff. I don't think he.
So imagine him hearing it like this. You're already like knee deep in a project.
Yeah.
And then you come in without an appointment.
Yeah.
And he's seen a million people like you.
I'm sure of it.
And he knows if you say like, but I just want.
Yeah.
He already knows what you're asking. But he already knows what you're asking for because you're not the only person to do that. So now he's like, I got to stop doing this scheduled job to do like housework on your gross thing.
Yeah.
That's where the attitude comes.
But see,
from.
I wasn't like, I didn't know he clocked out. I didn't know if that guy.
That's almost irrelevant.
But I didn't even know if he just came in to work and he had like a full 6 hour shift or whatever.
Okay.
Or if I didn't know anything. I just, and the guy at the desk was like, go in there and tell the guy what you are doing.
Yeah.
So that's all I know. Yeah. And I'm like, and also, this was another thing I was thinking about. Cause outside of that room, there were like five to six Guitar Center workers just kind of like standing there and kind of looking at the glass case and like looking up at the guitar wall and stuff.
Drum guy came to visit electronics.
Yeah. And I was like, one of these motherfuckers can string a guitar and I'll throw him $10 or something on top of how much it costs. And, but for some reason it was like that one guy who was going home right now. And it was like, you know, for all I know, he thought maybe I needed like, oh, I had something on my guitar that needed like a quick fix or something.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't care what it was. He just didn't want to do it. And I totally get it. And I absolutely understand that it's like stupid. But I'm also thinking like, well, is there nobody in the store that can string the guitar? Like I have to leave it overnight? Uh-huh. That's kind of dumb and weird. But I was like, all right, well, I guess there's no easy way to just go get your guitar strung.
Think of how many strings you could have put on by yourself.
Exactly. And I'm like, so to me it means that this roadie idea could be like big business, baby. We don't know you could probably text any musician you know right now and go like, yo, can I come string your guitar for you? And would they say no?
The musicians that I know would say, why would you want to do that?
Because you'd be like, I just want to come see you and then like do a nice thing for you or something.
I would be
come say hi. Right? Because you don't expect someone to do something that nice unless they want something.
Yes.
But stringing someone's guitar is a really nice thing to do.
It's and a gift you can give to your, it's a low cost gift you can give to your friends.
Yeah. And you don't want to like, you don't want to bother people with it.
I always think that like in the time, I'm thinking about like Grubhub. Time from order to delivery.
Sure.
And you could watch a YouTube video and have your guitar cleaned and restrung.
You're totally right.
Yeah. And you could keep your $15-$20 or
totally
whatever. And it would have to be minimum like $20-$25.
Yeah, I mean
plus
it
tip.
The overhead might be, it might not work out in at the end of the day as like a profitable thing.
Oh yeah, I would want to overprice it to the point where it would get more people to
Well, what I'm thinking is that you sweeten the deal. Like you get, like you if you go for just like a straight up restringing of a guitar, you get like a cleaning and you get like a pack of picks with like the logo of the company on it.
How much are we talking?
And you, it's like $25 with a tip. And it, you tip as much as you want to the person, but you know, whatever.
But it's really like a sex thing.
It's totally a sex thing.
Old women don't have that many guitars.
Those new strings are going straight in your penis. Guys, I want to thank HeadGum. And I want to thank our sponsors. I want to thank Ryan Faroki, Kevin, Leah.
Leah?
Mike, I'm glad you're back, buddy.
I'm glad to be back.
I miss you on the ones and twos over there.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Kevin, I love what you're doing. Don't change.
Kevin's shit is dripping down the couch right now.
What if he smelled that right as soon as he got up? Think you'd get a whiff of something, or just smell like your couch? Might get a little whiff of something. Guys, let's talk about Squarespace. Now, you know we love it. And look, Squarespace is just one of the easiest, perhaps the easiest way to start a website.
It's the easiest way to have a beautiful website.
Easiest way to have a beautiful website.
You have a great idea, like your fucking roadie idea, and you say, how do I get this out to the internet in a way that looks super professional right away? You go to Squarespace.
Dude, I'd pay $25 and a $10 tip for someone to come clean my guitar and restring it. Sure. Absolutely.
Sure. Pay me from now on.
Okay.
I'll come to your house in a half.
I'll pay you $35 to come clean my guitar and string it.
Okay. No judgment about the way I look when I get there.
I hope you have no
this
shirt.
Space suit from that fucking vintage place.
Hey, as long as you get the job done. And I could start a website about that if I wanted to using Squarespace. But you know what? Why would I when Mike Falzone already has a website?
Yeah, I could just put a link to and add mine.
Just put a little separate section that says, here's Steve's trash.
Yeah, you click that.
Steve's trash.
Dude, I know nothing about how to write internet language. I don't know how to program a website, but I signed up for Squarespace a long time ago. It's all drag and drop. It's all like modular. You can make your, you could start with a beautiful looking template that has won awards in the past, if I'm remembering the copy correctly, and it looks beautiful right away. And you won't have to waste time with a web designer or not properly communicating your thoughts because you're in control the whole time.
Not only can you be in control the whole time, you can add things like your videos that you've made on sites like YouTube, Vimeo, whatever. You can add those to your Squarespace site, and you can put an image overlay like a thumbnail that shows exactly what it is. It's just so customizable.
Yes.
And you can check out your, look, your analytics are easy. Who's clicking on my site? I mean, it doesn't show you who, but it shows you how many.
Where they're from.
Where they're from. What time. You get all your blogging tools. You can get email campaigns going.
E-commerce.
Collect donations. Have an easy way to sell stuff. Just all the things you need to have a really nice Wednesday. So go to squarespace.com, Kevin. Go right now. Go to squarespace.com for a free trial. When you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/banter and save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com for that free trial. When you're ready to launch, you go to squarespace.com/banter. Save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Thank you, Squarespace.
You could get a statue coming to life.
Hello, hello, everybody, and hello, Fresh. I'm hungry and hungry.
And that's their tagline.
Guys, what is HelloFresh? Well, you get it's farm fresh, free portioned ingredients. and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. And that's as easy as you skip them trips to the grocery store.
Skip the trips.
And you can count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. And that's why it's America's number one meal kit. It's time to cozy up and save money by cooking at home. Lord knows we need it. Dropping money on the apps just so that someone will bring one small meal to your doorstep for one person. Nah, 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 dude. Nah, nor. With HelloFresh, you're getting a whole dang meal for the whole family or whatever. Maybe you can do a little
Maybe even a couple days. If it's just you or you and one other person, you cook this meal, you got leftovers, you got lunch for the next day. Dinner for one night, lunch for a day.
Yeah, yeah. Ingredients travel from the farm to your doorstep in less than 7 days with HelloFresh. So you know they're fresh. Plus, those pre-portioned ingredients make cooking a snap and cut down on food waste. It's delicious. It's easy. I've had pork chops. I've had chicken. I've had steak things. Everything's delicious.
Kuzakus.
Kuzakus.
You say pork?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pork chops. Ooh. Yeah. Dude, everything's so good. And you make it and you feel like a world-class chef.
Accidentally got a vegetarian one once and even that was good.
Dude, it is. It is totally good.
Turns out vegetables are all right.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Me too. Speaking of, you could customize your meals by swapping proteins for sides or upgrading to choice proteins or adding protein to a veggie meal. Cut!
We have a note about that sound that happens at 2540.
You can't prove that that was us. So go to HelloFresh.com/banter65 and use that code banter65 for 65% off plus free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/banter65 and use that code banter65 for 65% off. And that's HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. Mike, I feel like shit. I didn't sleep well. And you know what I fucked up on? Not using feels. I should have used feels.
Yes, I did that last night. Ugh. I used feels last night.
And how do you feel right now?
It feels great.
Ugh.
Feels great when I woke up.
Jealous.
Kevin? Just flaunting it for us like that? Kevin's flaunting as well.
Who doesn't like a good night's sleep? I don't want to meet ya. If you want an even better night, and how about an even better night's sleep? You could benefit from CBD. Freels is a premium CBD that will help to keep your head clear and feel your best. It's hassle-free and delivered directly to your door. You notice like a theme here? Everything we want you guys
you can
to
never
enjoy
leave your house forever
comes
and
to your door. Yeah. Comes straight to your door. CBD naturally supports reduced stress, anxiety, and pain, and sleeplessness. Kevin, did you know that? Have you tried it?
Kevin flew around the room real fast.
He loved it.
On a witch's
and
broom.
He's used it. He's on a witch's broom. And guys, there's no hangover or addiction at all. I'm telling you, when I feel a little anxious or stressed or tired, some CBD right under the tongue, and we're talking just a few drops. And you feel the difference within minutes, and all of a sudden I'm sleeping like a baby that was born 2 hours ago.
Whoa, go to sleep, baby. You've had a long day.
And the thing to remember about CBD is that finding your right dose is important, and everyone's dose is different.
Mm-hmm.
So good thing there is a CBD hotline, and it's free, with dosage experts to help guide your personal experience so that you find your perfect starting point. Feels Dosage Experts team is dedicated to making sure you get the best use of your CBD. So you can join that Feels monthly membership. It makes your self-care easy. You'll save money on every order, and you can pause or cancel anytime. So stop thinking about it and start feeling better by going to feels.com/banter to get 50% off your first order.
Wow, that's a great shipping. Dude, if you think about how much that helps you sleep and how important that is to your life, that's a great deal.
It's such a great deal.
And I'd recommend it.
Totally helps. Yeah. CBD, I've been using CBD stuff for a while and learning things about it. And there's a lot of benefits to CBD, and I highly recommend giving it a shot. And see if it's right for you. So go to feals.com/banter to become a member of Feels and get 50% taken automatically off your first order with free shipping at feals.com/banter.
/banter.
I love that it says, please do not make specific medical claims like Feels cured my cancer.
Oh, man. Dude, it cured my never mind. It helps me sleep a lot.
Yeah.
There's a huge difference in like staying asleep and that this is personal time. Add time over.
Oh yeah.
There's a huge difference that I feel the next morning in like staying asleep
when big time.
Yeah.
Man, the other day I slept for like 11 hours.
Wow, God bless you.
And I felt so good.
Yeah.
But you know what, man? Sleep ain't a bank that you can keep sleeping. Sleep is not a time bank.
Who's saying that? Indigo Girls?
I can't keep sleep in a bank to use later.
Sleep ain't a
Steve's making a withdrawal. Did you see that video of that girl falling asleep into the Subway sandwich?
No.
It's real sad.
Why?
This girl's just making a Subway sandwich behind the counter.
Yeah.
And then you see her like putting the pepper in, and she's just getting like lower and lower.
Oh no. And there she goes.
She starts eating it. Dude.
Imagine being the person waiting for the sandwich.
That's what I was. Yeah, dude. One of the comments was like, I'm sorry, but you're definitely remaking that. I'm not gonna buy that one.
No,
not the one that you fell into.
No.
But it could have been narcolepsy or something. But usually, it's just college kids that are studying all night and don't sleep.
Man, I was talking about. I don't want to deter anyone from going to college, and it definitely helps you out in if you're going to look in a job in a very specific and certain area. But I think about all the shit that I did in college and all the classes I took that I never used or will never come up or help me, and all the stress I put myself through and the stress on my body and not sleeping, and it was not worth.
I know, man. Yeah.
There was a couple classes, like all my psychology classes, that was like, that's so helpful when it comes to human interaction, where it feels like cheating almost. That's the time in college where I was like, I can't believe that people wrote books throughout history that unlocks the secrets of like human interaction.
I know.
Because it feels like something you're just supposed to learn through experience.
Right.
And then you're like, oh, somebody wrote about this happening, this like argument style 100 years ago or 70 years ago.
Like shit that we're struggling with to this day.
Yeah. Like if you do know it, it would save you more time and free up more time for like happy memories.
Isn't that interesting to like, kind of know what you need to do to be happy, but there's just so many things in the way of it that you're like, man, I wish there was a way to just like learn how to like process all of that faster.
Yeah, dude, a lot of times it's your brain thinking that there's not all the time, but a lot of times there's your brain like stacks the deck against you and says there's so many things in between, like you know what to do, you know what the right thing is, but then there's so much stuff in between what you're doing now and the right thing.
Absolutely.
And a lot of times it's just you and just like rewiring the way you think and being like, you know what, I just need to maybe sacrifice this for that, or put less energy over here and do this because I know like that's the right way.
Yeah.
And then like that's one of those things where if you just work out a little bit every day, you start to see, you almost forget about it because you make it a part of your routine.
It becomes a habit.
Yeah. If you make decisions like that a part of your day, it's like, why am I like gradually happier?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, it must be because I'm doing this and that.
Dude, they're going to find out that like the secret to everything is just putting a little bit of effort in. And like, right? And it's like, and I think they don't want people to really know that because they want people to rely on other things to help them.
Do like, I think there's a lot of like free information that is that.
Yeah.
Like you can go to the library and figure that out. That's what I'm saying. You can watch internet videos and figure that out.
Yeah, like, and everybody's kind of saying the same thing too. It's not a new thing to say, like, just if you put a little bit of effort in, you'll notice a difference. And if you do a little bit of it every day, it will literally become a habit.
Yeah.
Like, that's how easy it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you can convince yourself of anything if you repeat it in the mirror every day.
You think about, like, all of your memories, all the good ones and the best moments of your life and the worst things that ever happened to you happen in the same time.
Yeah.
It happens in the time span of your life.
Yeah.
That if you think about everything that happened before and everything that'll happen after, like we're here for a blip. Why would you not want to give yourself the best shot at like being the best version of yourself?
Mike, let's talk about your goddamn trip.
It was great. I had a great time.
I'd love for you to just kind of summarize, go through what was the best, like the highlights.
Yeah. So I got home. I saw family. I was able to officiate my friend's wedding.
Whoa. Was that a first time for
yeah,
you?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
How was that?
Jackie and Morgan. And Morgan loves the show. So shout out to Morgan. And Jackie tolerates Morgan listening to this show. Two of the funniest, coolest people. And it was very special. Beautiful wedding at her mom's house. It was fucking awesome. Aww. Almost every night I was home, I drove to New York City to do stand-up at The Stand, which is just the most beautiful place in the world, and I love it so much. Thank you to everybody who came out there, and thank you to everybody who works there for being so fucking accommodating and nice. Get ready for a lot more of being there in the future. And I did a surrounded show in Connecticut, and it was like,
I heard that was awesome.
I thought I was going to shit my pants the entire time.
Like, I heard it was like nonstop good energy, good vibes.
It was a good time. It was a very good time. The surrounded show in New York was, and you've been to many of the LA ones, it was, if not the best surrounded show there's been yet, definitely yeah. Like top
That's
vibe.
The one I was hearing about.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Heather told me it was like such a different energy from the LA crowd.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, because those people are aggressive. It makes a lot of sense.
Well, in LA, people are kind of scared of like.
Yeah.
And New York's like, let's go.
Yeah, yeah. What do you got?
Yeah.
What do you got?
Yeah.
And all the comedians were great. And the one in Connecticut was way more like subdued, but I had literally been shitting my pants for 24 hours prior to that because like, I ate a lot of cheese at that wedding. Yeah. I was surrounded by carbs and cheese that are not normally around. I destroyed myself.
Dude, isn't that crazy how you like stay away from stuff and then it's free somewhere and you're like, oh, heavens.
Yeah, but some stuff just straight up like doesn't exist here. And it's almost like my body forgot about it.
Yeah.
And then I put all of it in to make up the lost time.
Like, have a knish. I've never had a knish in my life, but I guarantee you.
Have a ganon.
Have someone who's ganai. Mama spagooch.
But it was great. Got to hang out with my parents and a bunch of my friends. And it was really good.
What was the? How was the drive from your folks' place to New York?
Luckily, I had mostly late sets, so I would get in like an hour and a half, and coming home, which was kind of tough, I would normally get home at like an hour 15.
Wow.
And it just varies. It's like one podcast, and you just kind of like...
Yeah, and then it's done. You're there.
Yeah.
That's a cool way to think about it. Like, I'll just listen to one podcast,
mm-hmm.
and then I'm there.
And then going from like my... going from New York City, which there's crazy shit happening at all times.
Oh, yeah.
And then going back to my like parents' home in the suburbs where it's like dead quiet.
Crickets.
It's so extreme.
Yeah. What do you do on the drive back? Podcast? Also podcast, a podcast?
Yeah. I listen to a lot of fucking real specific wrestling like production and writing.
That's cool.
Podcast. and about like certain specific things that happened at like specific times in the 90s and 80s.
I just
listen to like a uncle tell a story type thing.
Oh, I like that stuff. Yeah. That stuff is in danger of putting me to sleep though.
For it can, yeah.
Like I even if it's someone I really want to listen to, I'd mm-hmm. be like, "Uh-oh, here she blows." Have you you ever just rock out to some Creed?
Yeah.
All right, Mike. Well, it's great to have you back.
Can I say something about rock and roll music real fast?
Yeah, go for it.
First of all, this lady, I don't know how she identifies. Her name is Jordana. Mm-hmm. Put out one of the best albums I've ever heard as far as like just cool things to listen to. And also, I've been listening to the new...
Someone you know?
No. I've been listening to the new Paramore song a lot.
I don't know anything about Paramore.
Paramore, they're just a really fun rock band, and that Hayley Williams has a fucking awesome voice, and then they became like really pop punk, and then I think they split up and they did a bunch of their own solo things, and now it's like they take that and make a new Paramore thing.
Oh, that's tight.
And it sounds like different and cool, because I think they all got pretty like experimental. They like, you can only do really pop rock stuff for a long time without getting like
burnt out, I think. Yeah, and then you're like, let's try something else.
Yeah,
like Radiohead.
Yeah, man, that In Rainbows album,
dude. I love
I know it's a very dude thing to like Radiohead.
It is such a dude but thing.
It's very good.
I like when girls like Radiohead because you're like, whoa, your life must have been different.
Like, well, you had a depressed boyfriend.
Yeah, or you were depressed.
Yeah.
So, shall we do some History Roads? Mm-hmm. Dude, I got a special new History Roads song for you that's even more different than the one last time.
There's also a Surrounded show this Friday, tonight.
Oh, yeah.
So come to that. One early show. Ben Glebe is going to be on it. You know Ben Glebe?
Oh, God.
Yeah. So that's going to be great. And it's going to be fun.
Well, I'm super excited about that, Mike. I'm going to come.
Yeah. Yeah,
history. History.
I love it. It's beautiful.
That's what he was working on before.
Oh, it's going to be upset. That's yeah, beautiful. That's totally what I was working on. Because I had it on my phone. I was like, let me just put... And I was walking over to your place. I just said history into these the headphones.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. What a beautiful job.
Isn't everyone that great? Involved. Owen and I were like, we've never really tried to play History or Holiday Road. We should try it. Yeah. And Owen came out with the dunga, 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 dunga. And I was like, all right, buddy.
Yeah.
Let's go.
I love it.
We're going to get even better at it and do a couple more.
You should do a different one every week.
We should. We'll do a rock and roll.
A different
roll
version
one.
Of the yeah. same thing.
Yeah. I do have quite a few sound bites of me saying history, so maybe we can use some.
History.
Kevin, did you see anything particularly interesting?
There's two with heirloom scissors. Two people have heirloom scissors.
What's
heirloom
up with these? Scissors? Dude, okay, so... Okay, so... I guess... Should we reveal what was going on with Sallard?
You don't have to say who it was.
We talked to this woman who said that she was handing her scissors down as an heirloom in their family. And
was she like a hairstylist or something?
No.
They were just scissors that they had in the house.
They were just scissors.
She was an aunt of a fan of the show.
Okay.
And Connor here sends a story about their own heirloom scissors. For real.
Just scissors that have been in the family.
Passed down.
Connor says, hello, Mike and Steve. My name, Connor.
Your name, Mike Steve.
My name. Name of Mike and Steve.
My name, Connor.
My name, Connor. Your name of Mike.
My name, Connor. Don't wear out.
From such fame as the one who sent you the American song bag. Oh, the actual book. Yeah, yeah, which I still have.
That's great.
And I have real heirloom scissors. What makes you think that that lady was talking about fake ones?
Dude, remember going through the song bag and like how every song is a little bit racist?
So much. There was so much racist stuff in there.
Damn. Anyway.
It was like, everything's fine. The day is beautiful and our slaves are doing fine too.
Everybody gets along.
Even our slaves. My grandma passed away last year and my uncles were going through his will.
Okay, very progressive family.
Final wishes and all that stuff, and he specifically written that this pair of scissors should be given to my mom and I. The scissors were apparently given to my grandpa by my great-grandmother. Dude, what?
That's beautiful.
So the scissors have gone from my great-grandmother to my grandma to my mom and me, so we're definitely taking multi-generational scissors here. We're talking multi-generational.
Yeah. Sounds like everyone has had the scissors.
Every family should have a pair, just one step towards scissors for everyone. And then there's a picture here of our shirt and the scissors sitting on the shirt.
Yeah, that's nice.
Look at that. It's kind of a cool photo.
Oh, I love them. There's and the those are good scissors. Those are hefty scissors.
And they look like great grandma scissors.
You could, here's a fun activity. You could buy the scissors for everyone's shirt and destroy it.
With scissors.
Yeah.
Yeah. Make some art out of it. Anyway, thanks for all the laughs and good times. Please come to the Phoenix area.
Okay.
Arizona.
Tell it to cool the fuck down.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll see you in February.
Tell all the scorpions to fuck off.
Yeah, tell the clear scorpions to put on some pants or
tell
something.
Tell the clear scorpions to move. It's just a hop, skip, and jump from LA, and based on the weirdly high number of history roads you've read from people in Peoria, I'm sure you'd sell out.
Interesting thought.
Keep spreading the word, the good word, scissors everywhere, Connor.
Yeah.
Thank you, Connor.
That's great. Thank you, Connor.
And then there's another one. Oh, we also have the pet mortician.
Yeah, I saw that too.
The pet mortician. I was just talking about the pet mortician.
Ace Ventura, pet mortician.
We were talking about Space Force on the other podcast.
Yeah.
And there was a Space Force. Yeah.
Space Force.
And we were like kind of joking about it, and like, because Space Force has an anthem, dude.
Word?
Yeah, you want to hear it?
Make a song.
You need to make a song. Dude, listen. I know, and I did the same thing. I was like, we really connect Space Force with Trump, but trust me, Trump just happened to be president when Space Force became a thing.
I disagree.
But it's been going on. I disagree. I've been the only Space one. Force.
Yeah, if you think Sleepy Joe could have done Space Force, I think you're wrong.
I don't think so.
I think you're wrong.
Dude, do you want to hear the Space Force theme?
Absolutely. Dude.
It's so ridiculous.
Straight out of the American song bag.
It's called Semper Supra.
Government sounds like this song.
Patriotism. Standing guard both night and day. We're the Space Force from on high.
I thought they were going to say from LA for a second.
From LA.
Wow. Dude, that's definitely a government band song.
I know,
song,
right?
Because there's 40,000
like,
members of the
write
band.
A song for the government.
Yeah.
It's going to
yeah.
have that like...
Yeah. What are we going to do with all these cymbals?
Well, I could tell you.
We got a surplus of cymbals.
Do we have North any snare
country
drums?
North country has more cymbals than us.
Does anybody have snare drums? I need like 7 snare drums.
Let's not have one person on a drum kit. Let's have several people with one drum
each. One drum. So they do, what's the thing they do with their hands like this?
Oh, they're like roll,
facing,
a little roll.
Yeah, they're facing inwards.
Yeah.
Mason, the pet mortician, says, oh, but anyway, so we were talking about Space Force and we were kind of making fun of it. And then someone from Space Force, like who was a fan of the show,
yeah, they're
messaged
around.
Us and said, here's the deal with Space Force. And they were super respectful and not like, it's, I know people think it's funny and we get it.
It's
and
just it's, funny because of what it's, it sounds like it's from a 80s
cartoon.
Movie.
Yeah. Or an 80s movie. But it's real, man.
Dude,
and
but it's so fun it's to real. Make fun of it, but it's also the thing that, like, somebody could be like, and then your house is gone.
Absolutely, dude. Absolutely.
And it has, like, a song.
Yeah, where that's what Ace Far is protecting all your
dude,
family.
Dude, imagine if you were, like, a terrorist or somebody who wanted to do harm for this country, and you're just, like, sitting in your fucking, like, crappy terrorist lair.
Yeah.
And you have, like, your cronies all around you, and then you hear that song.
Like, in the distance?
Yeah. Bosses don't.
Why do we hear this? Dude.
Turn down. Boris, turn down music.
Dude.
I love bling
music. I love. That is not me. Where's the Bluetooth?
Who is the Oxguard?
So we were talking about how, like, that guy was from Space Force, was like, I'm a commander in the Space Force, and here's all this shit about Space Force. And I was like, man, it's so funny how we've, like, in the span of our careers, we've had all these professionals that, like, watch and listen to our shit. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I added the pet mortician in there. I was like, yeah, we know this guy that just, like, goes and picks up your pet when it dies and, yeah, like, takes
if anything care of it. Weird ever happens to us, we're covered.
Yeah, yeah, we got a lot of people on our side. But Mason says, hello, gentlemen. Ooh, I've never been called a gentleman. Mike and I at a fancy restaurant.
You guys don't have to do any of what
you don't
do.
Have to bow to everybody.
Okay, I'm sorry. Pointing to the fancy thing that you're doing. Table for two? Yes, there will be two of us.
Last week, this is Mason, the pet mortician. You spoke to humbly bringing a short crematory road. Last week, I went to one of my more rural veterinary clinics to pick up someone's pet to cremate. On all of the pets, there is what we call a red tag with pertinent but limited information about the animal and the client. They put those little chips. You know, some animals get them chips. Feels like a grain of rice. Yes. I noticed that the animal was a Canadian goose that the owner wanted back in a fancy rosewood urn.
Fine.
There was also an instruction for me to reach out to the client about getting an engraved brass plate for the urn.
You could probably find all those things at the harvest.
At the harvest festival! Totally right.
Engraved redwood urn.
Along with definitely, what do they call that? That stuff that's got, like, sugar all over, like a powdered sugar on it, and it's fried.
Oh, like a beignet?
No, yeah, but it's like a funnel cake.
Yeah.
God damn. Sometimes they put raspberries on top.
What's the difference between a fucking...
Funnel cake is, like, stringy. So it's like, okay, they string it out, and then it gets all, like...
Same stuff, though?
Same stuff.
Like batter?
Yeah, batter. When I reached out to the client, I stuck to the script. So sorry for your loss, sir. I'm sorry to meet you this way, but I'm glad I can help, etc. The man just gruffly said, yep.
Get him back, I said.
I asked him, there's a note here that says you want an engraved plate. What did you want on it? To which he replied, just the word goose. I was asking him what font or embellishments he wanted, and he cut me off saying, listen, son, I don't give a shit as long as it says goose. I hated that fucker.
What? This is a goose that terrorized this man's property?
On pressing him more, I found out that this was a goose that showed up on his property and took up residency on his lake and would, quote, attack me when I fish, shit all over my truck and squawk all day, but my wife wouldn't let me shoot it. Well, she moved in with the guy she's been cheating on me with last week, so the first thing I did was shoot that goose and make sure it got to you so that you can put it in a fancy urn and I can hand it to her with a smile on my face when she picks up her shit next week.
I want to tell you something right now that I believe from the bottom of my heart. I think this might be the best history lore of all time.
I think you're right.
This is the best, one of the coolest.
It's like something we'd make up.
Yeah. Yeah.
This needs to be like
the
a,
best.
Like, this needs to happen in Curb Your Enthusiasm.
I want to have dinner with the guy.
Dude, this guy sounds awesome.
Yeah.
And he's a rural, he's out in the middle of nowhere.
He would hate us. I want to have dinner with him.
He'd be like, you don't got any of them painted nails, do you?
Hey, the way you're talking sounds funny to me, and I don't like it.
Damn, so he says, I don't agree with all his methods, but recognize rare form pettiness at its best, and thought you'd think the story was wild.
Absolutely.
Thanks, guys, and shout out to Gooseper?
R.I.P.
Gooseper? What's Gooseper?
It's the goose's name.
Oh, you named it Gooseper? They named it Gooseper?
Gooseper in the digital void?
P.S. The guy paid $348 for this gesture to his cheating wife. Damn.
That's good shit, man.
She wouldn't let him kill the goose, and now he's going to give her the urn. Man. The goose just says goose.
There's something about having a real fun divorce like that. Little fun gifts back.
Like, isn't it? Doesn't it sound like stuff that people in a rural area would think of doing? Like, there's those songs.
It's like soap opera. It's like rural soap opera shit.
And there's like country songs where it's like, so I shot her the tires out of her favorite car.
Yeah.
And it's like someone did like a real petty revenge thing.
Stuck my key into the side. Pretty little goose up four-wheel drive.
Yeah, like people doing like tricksy things to their cheating significant others is like a long-standing thing.
Yeah.
But it's rare when it's something like interesting and crazy like this.
Dude, I think I don't care about when celebrities cheat on each other anymore.
No. Who gives a shit?
I don't know that
it's
ever
did. Kind of par for the course, isn't it?
It makes me more upset that everybody has something to say about it than the thing that the people are going through.
Right.
You know, because there's like hundreds of thousands, if not a million people who like feel the need to express their opinion about the personal thing that happened between two people. And it's like, maybe it's partially living here and knowing people that started as not a celebrity and then they are, or like meeting people of a celebrity, whatever stature, and like knowing about their life and how regular people, the people who decide to give their opinions on everybody and need to make that heard, like the way their life is different from someone who just has like a part of their personal life just like doesn't exist.
Sure. Yeah.
And I feel bad for them as like a human being in the same way that all of us are.
Yeah. There's just another element too. Like imagine the complexities of your relationships, even your friendships, and then imagine it being like under a magnifying glass.
Yeah.
From like hundreds of thousands of people.
Yeah.
Like even if you're the piece of shit that caused the like breakup to happen, like you want to deal with that in your own way.
Yeah.
You don't want like 100 million people saying you're a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Because obviously you know that already.
Yeah. And I think about like celebrities or entertainers provide a service.
Yeah.
And you take from the service and you take what you need and then you bounce.
Right.
Like if I walked into a Subway and somebody was like, before you order from that person, they cheated on their wife.
I'm never coming here again.
I would be like, yeah, pepperoni.
Yeah. No, I would be, I am never coming here again. I don't want those cheating hands on my Subway sandwich.
How I know the pepperoni's not going to go in somebody else's mouth.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude. And I guess it's like, you could think of it like, well, why would I want to give money to a cheating person? And chances are that money's not going towards a cheating fund that they have set aside. That's going to like pay alimony and child support.
Right, right.
So now I'm starving out the Subway guy's kid because he cheated on his wife.
I just think it would be funny if people freaked out like they did about those YouTube guys, like they do with celebrities. Like imagine
they
like,
do.
But like people don't get fired off of movies because they cheated on somebody. Even if their characters are like family men.
That was different because it was a workplace relationship. That's why.
Well, I guess that's
true.
Yeah, but people, like celebrities, fall in love and cheat on their coworkers all the time.
Mm. Also, like regular people do that all the time as well, but they don't get it like broadcasted. I guess that's part of it too. It's like
to a higher standard.
There are. I mean, if you wanna. Like, there's icky stuff with positions of power and all that stuff.
Certainly.
And not glancing over that stuff. But there's things that celebrities get caught doing that regular people do all the time. And regular people are very, like, quick to point the finger and, like, take somebody down for things that also happen, like, way closer.
Like, in their own lives and shit.
Yeah. It's a lot of, like, fading the heat, I think.
Yeah.
It's a lot of, like, don't look over here. Look how shitty that person is.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Just thoughts.
Danielle sends a thing saying, my dog is your biggest fan.
That's fine.
This sounds nice. Hello, second time writer, long time listener, and owner of a weird dog.
Owner of a real weird dog.
My dog and I frequently take road trips because I want to be able to see the world and travel. That's cute. He loves it. We usually listen to the podcast while driving, but I decided to mix it up.
What recently, you turn on the dynamic banjo, he goes like this. You ever see those?
Yeah, the dogs that do that. Yeah. Recently, we took a 13-hour trip. I bought an audiobook thinking I'd be able to finish it during the trip since he usually sleeps through the drives, but no. There was something about the audiobook that he was not having. He tolerated it for about an hour before proceeding to scream, bark, and cry.
Oh.
I thought something was wrong, so I stopped the car and made sure he was okay.
You ever listen to an audiobook?
Yeah.
It's impossible when the narrator is annoying.
I know. And it's hard to know until like you're a little bit into it and you're like, oh, they're going to sound like this the whole time.
I have a high tolerance for the author reading their book.
Me too.
Even if their voice is like not conventionally nice to listen to. I have a big problem with they hired a narrator to do it.
And they suck.
I hate it.
How could you do that?
Narrators, the bad narrators do this voice that they think everybody wants to hear.
Exactly.
And it takes me so far out of what's being read.
I don't want to be.
Like, I'll just read it myself if I don't want to retain any of the information.
Yeah. I don't want to be. It sounds like they're pandering sometimes, and I don't want to be pandered.
Yeah.
too. I just want the book. Like, just read it like a robot, even. Sure. I'd rather you read it like a robot.
I'd rather have Siri do it.
Second time writer, long time listener, and owner of a weird dog. My dog and I frequently take road trips because I want him to be able to see the world and travel.
Could you do the voice to text?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
If you highlight it?
Yeah, let's do the rest of it. Okay, so the rest of it is.
Owner of a lonely heart. Dog.
Okay, here we go.
Got on the road again, turned on the book, and he starts screaming again. Finally I gave up and changed to the podcast. Immediately he chilled out and fell asleep. For the rest of the trip if I turned the radio to something other than DB, he would freak out. Anyways, my dog is your biggest fan and would probably shit himself if he realized you're real people and not just random noises coming out of my car. Call me if you want, I guess.
Dude.
And then here's the dog. His name is Phantom. Look at this cutie.
Oh, yeah, dude. That's the kind of dog you want on your side.
Right?
This he looks like a DB dog.
DB dog.
We should put him on something.
Dude, we need to make DB dog merch.
Yeah. Yo, yeah.
Give him a shirt.
Yeah, that'll hate.
What if it says I'm a DB dog boy or something?
I'm a two-bark
boy. I'm a two-bark good boy. GB boy. Good boy, boy.
This is a GBD.
DBGB.
Dude, and it's like the CBGB's
I'm a
letters.
DBGB.
Yeah.
A real DBGB. A dynamic banter good boy.
Yeah. Fuck, that's a really good idea. And then on the back, we'll have like a punk picture of the dog, like the CBGB. Yeah,
dude, it should be this dog as the template with like, it looks like it got stencil spray painted.
Yeah, it has a bunch of graffiti.
Damn, that's really good. All right, what are we doing? 2 hours here?
God damn.
An hour and 30 almost. No, that's okay. Listen, it's always fun when you come back, Mike. We always have a lot to talk about, and we kind of explode at the seams a little bit. Guys, I wanted to thank you all for joining us on the show. Kevin, I want to thank you. What a good boy over there. Touch his shirt. Touch your shirt.
Touch
every Jenny is doing the ladies' craze. Meaning something that's just a little phase.
Touch the shirt.
We are gonna
touch the
shirt. Get it all in here.
Touch the shirt.
We are gonna touch our motherfucking shirts.
Touch your shirt.
We're gonna touch his shirt. Touch his shirt.
Oh, baby, come on and dance with me and touch my shirt.
Touch
I said, come on, baby, dance with me and go and touch my shirt.
Touch the shirt, touch the shirt.
There's like two buttons on the shirt.
Touch the shirt, shirt.
Two, but wait, no, there's three buttons on the shirt.
Three buttons.
Touch the shirt. Ow! Ow, baby, that's too hard. Ow, baby, don't touch my shirt. Ow, baby, don't touch my shirt.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.